Got to get
Welcome,
that stuff
everybody.
off my laptop
Hello.
before I start to the circle. Woo!
Did you put a mute on that, Jim? A mute on your phone?
Can you guys hear me? Sorry, I'm stuck on a bus.
Are you at a rave, Jim? What's going on?
No, the freaking parking lot's full. The parking garage.
Welcome, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 this Wednesday, February 9th, 18th, excuse me. We're going to start the meeting here at 3:39 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Hall in South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call for purposes of the meeting minutes. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Hannah Garrett-Cabadia, District Counsel Paralegal.
Brian Flam, Board Member.
Aaron
Ryan.
Wade. Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
Ryan Campbell, Project Manager.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Barnes, Gilmore Bell.
Looks like, go ahead, Lauren.
Lauren Warburton with CLA, District Accountant.
Thank you. And let the note meeting minutes reflect that Jim Giles is on participating via the Zoom link as well. And Jim is a board member. So let's move now to the preliminary action items, which is to consider combining the district board meetings for 1 through 5, panorama 1 through 5. And this is just done for efficiency purposes. So do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for panorama public infrastructure districts 1 through 5?
This is Brian. I'll make the motion to combine these into one meeting for efficiency.
Thank you, Brian. Do we have a second? Jim, can you unmute and second that, please?
I second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by form of the board. Let's move to our consent action item, or excuse me, our consent item. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the December 9th, 2025 board meeting. Are there any questions about those minutes?
No questions for me.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the December 9th?
Where I drop you off, that's where you want to return to stand and get back out.
This is Brian. I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes.
Make sure you have everything with you.
Oh my God.
Jim, can you second it, please? Jim,
can you hear me? I second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our action items. The first action item is to consider adoption of resolution 2026-01, which is a resolution relating to the assessment area and assessment ordinance. I'm going to turn the time over to Aaron Wade to explain this resolution and answer any questions the board may have.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom. So resolution 2026-01, the authorizing resolution, approves the form of the designation resolution and assessment ordinance. Those documents were also previously circulated, and since then, we've just made a few minor adjustments to account for a 30-year expected useful life of the improvements, or at least 30 years from your engineer certificate, and then putting just the two property parcel numbers in as corrected in the recently received title report. So those were circulated, but the purpose of those documents, designation resolution establishes the kind of the four corners, if you will, of the assessment area, establishes those boundaries. And then the assessment area establishes the methodology of assessment and collection of the assessments on the property. And when it gets recorded, it will establish the lien for the assessments. And so just some details there To run through the total amount of assessment being contemplated here is 11,130,000, and this would be spread out across the 78 lots on an ERU basis. And this, the ERUs, is kind of different than the city might assess you at. This is just something that we manufacture, based off the appraisal. But here it's, for instance, for a mid-size lot, it's $135,000 of assessment per lot, and on a large lot, $175,000 per lot. Couple of other kind of key points here. We do have this set up so that the assessments are required to be prepaid on or before conveyance to a person who is not an affiliate of the developer. So I just wanted to confirm, I'm kind of helping Darcy here while she's out of town. I just wanted to confirm that that's the intent, that upon any sale to any entity that's not related to the developer. Is that correct? Or is there any intention to pass these on potentially to any home builders?
Ryan, I don't want to speak out of turn, so if it's different, but my expectation would we'd be clearing those off upon sale.
Sale to the builders would be clearing it on the sale to the homeowner, correct?
We can set it up that way. Right now, we have it that it would be upon, conveyance to anybody that's not related to DAI. I think, though, we certainly could write it so that it could be conveyed. I think we would just set it up so it'd say something like, it can be assumed by a home builder, but it would have to be cleared before it went to like a residential home buyer. And we just may require that the home builder, acknowledge that they're taking on the assessments, and sign an acknowledgement. So we can rework that language. That's why I wanted to just flag it, because I wasn't sure if you had discussed that with Darcy.
No, Jim, were we planning on having these paid off once it went to JCraft and Elevation?
Yeah, we talked about having them pay it off at the lot closing and not the home closing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then that the way we have it set up, Aaron, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, because I just want to, note that, make sure it's clear. Because if the time came and you said, oh, we'd like to actually, take it all the way to a home closing, we probably wouldn't be able to do that amendment once the bonds were closed. So as long as
Brian,
we're clear,
that would just force us to pay more in interest, right? If we let them take it to home closing.
Correct.
Yeah,
Okay.
we should keep
Well,
it the way it is.
if you conveyed the land and they owned it, it would likely have implications in the lot sale price. But let's say that they close on the property, I don't know why they would want the lien on the property. But there could be a scenario where you sold them the land for a lower value, cash value, because they're going to have to clear that lien when they sell the home. But I think you guys are probably far down the road on your negotiations, and that would be new to everybody. So I can't envision the scenario, but just to Aaron's point, just want to make sure that if there was any situation where you wanted to go back to them and say, hey, we'll sell you the lot for this, but you're going to have a lien on it that you're going to have to pay off at home close. We just want to bury that now.
Yeah, I don't see us going that scenario, so I think we're good.
Okay.
Okay,
No, thanks for entertaining the discussion. Like I said, I always want to make sure we know it so that we don't get a month from now and everybody's saying, wait, we have to do what? So that sounds good. We have it currently set up that the first bill for the assessments would be around February 1st, 2029. That's just an estimate now. If you guys adjust things in the numbers, certainly that could change, but we do have the 3 years of capitalized interest contemplated. And then this would allow for reallocation as long as you maintain 3x coverage.
okay, that matches what you and Ryan and or Brian, this is for you. This matches what you worked out with Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
And just a side note, 3 years of Cap I And then we have 5 years total of interest-only payments. So the next 2 years after Cap I runs out are interest-only payments. And then it starts to amortize in the sixth year.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. So that's the first resolution that's in front of you. What would happen is, if you were to vote and approve this, we'll get around the signature pages for the various documents, and then once those are signed, we'll compile everything, send it around for your release of signatures, and then with instructions on how to post this, so go on the public notice website as well as on site, and once that's posted, the 30-day contestability period would begin. The other piece I just wanted to clarify, I think there was a little confusion on the acknowledgement waiver consent in our emails. We will want that signed. I think there was a, we had put together like a template of that document when you guys were still talking to the original landowner about this transaction. And I think that got signed, but we'll just want to make sure a current one that matches with our numbers that we've approved today gets signed. So that'll be part of the packet as well.
Okay.
Any questions? Otherwise, I think you could do a motion to approve this resolution.
I'll make a motion to approve this as stated.
A Thanks, second. Jim.
I second it.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Brian.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by 4 with the board. Let's move to our second action item, which is consider adoption of resolution 2026-02 for the specialist creating the special assessment area. I'm going to turn the time back over to Aaron to walk the board through this resolution.
Thank you. Yeah, so this resolution is going to be fairly similar to the bond resolution on your limited tax bonds from last year, from just about a year ago. So this is approving the actual bonds themselves. And so it establishes the parameters of the bonds, designates to the officers of the district the ability to finalize the terms so long as they fit within these parameters, and then also approves various documents that will aid in the assistance of the issuance of the bonds, or sorry, will aid in the issuance of the bonds. So the first of all, I'll hit the parameters. So similar to the last resolution, approves up to $11,130,000 of bonds with a maturity of not more than 30, it says 31 years. I'm going to just change that to 30 years because statutorily that's all we can issue. 30 years from the date of adoption, sold at a price of not less than 95% or no more than a 5% original issue discount and an interest rate. I think we have not to exceed 8%. And I'm trying to remember if that was something that was requested. Often we have a higher rate just to make sure there's some headroom, not that we expect even an 8% rate. So I might recommend we change that 8% to 10 or 11% unless there's any objections.
What do you think, Bri?
And you're still in the driver's seat. If you got an 8% rate, you could still tell Sam Hartman to pound sand. It's
Yeah,
still in your driver's seat. It's just flexibility. If something happened in the marketplace, we like to make sure there's a breathing room.
well, it's fine. It allows us to not have to come back to this. We can still decide that that doesn't pencil, but
Yeah.
it avoids the extra step.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. That's
I'll
it.
plug in 11%. I said just to we don't expect that anywhere, but again, you have the ability to accept or reject any terms. So that's the parameters. And then the documents that are in front of you are the indenture, the completion agreement, and the collateral assignment agreement that my firm circulated, as well as the bond purchase agreement and continuing disclosure agreement that QTAC Rock as underwriters counsel circulated. So those are the documents. Last go around, I think you probably had a preliminary limited offering memorandum in front of you. This time we're going to hold off on approving the official statement. Just until we have some more time to draft that. So we'll come back in a subsequent meeting to approve your offering document. Similar to the other resolution, there will be a notice that will get posted and we'll circulate that, that would need to get posted on the public notice website that Tom's team will take care of, and then here on site, which we'll look to the
I don't
development
know.
team. Any questions on the bond resolution?
I don't have any.
No.
Okay.
Hey,
Great.
Aaron, real fast,
Oh, yeah,
the
please.
par, the max par amount,
Yeah.
similar to the interest rate. Just wanted to make confirm that you guys added the buffer on that as well.
It's a statutory one-third of finished lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the limitations in the value to lien,
Oh,
Sam.
yeah, okay. So it's all the way down to the statutory. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just
Yeah.
want to confirm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Well, if we don't have any additional questions, do we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-02 for Panorama Emerald Infrastructure District Number 1, as so stated?
This is Brian. I'll make the motion.
Have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of board. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. Just a quick reminder that the board members do need to complete their annual training on the Open and Public Meetings Act. Please try to have that done in the next 30 days before we get to bond closing. So that doesn't hold anything up. If you need, we've included
Very much.
the link, the website where you can go and complete that. Once you complete, send a certificate to Shanna. There are no other, I don't believe there are any other administrative non-action items unless the board wants to raise something now.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
My only question, if I already did the training for the other infrastructure district that I'm on the board of, does that count for both? I don't have to go back again, do I?
I am.
It counts for both. You just need to send me that certificate.
Okay, the not the conflict cert, right?
I'm sorry.
So I sent the certificate the other day for Firefly to your. Do I need to send it again? I can find it if I need to.
I'm assuming you sent it to your district manager.
Oh, probably. Yeah, good point.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it, but yeah, that same certificate will work for this. So I just need a copy of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned.
Thank
We'll
you.
give the document.